Hello to everybody. I hope that you guys are all well. Today I'm excited to be having a chat with John. I'd really like for you, John, just to sort of let people know who you are and what you do.
Who am I? My professional title is physiotherapist, but I think I see myself more now as a health professional who kind of looks at every aspect of someone's wellness, and that's my real interest. So I'm trying to spend more time with people from all sorts of different backgrounds, whether they've had an injury, whether it be a musculoskeletal injury or an illness, an ongoing chronic condition. I've pretty much got that in my practice at the moment. I have people from diverse backgrounds coming to see me, and what I'm really interested in doing with all of those people is getting to look at not just the kind of the obvious physical things that a lot of health professionals, physiotherapists work on, but more global approach. So look at their mental health, their physical health, spiritual aspects, as and when appropriate, once we get to know people. Some people are more comfortable to get into things faster than others. So my background, recent background over the last just under 25 years is physiotherapy is my professional title, but more and more I've kind of drifted toward the more global aspects of wellness, well-being, health, healing, which is a bit of a, in some ways, not a word that a lot of physiotherapists are happy with. Maybe that's unfair, perhaps they are. That's more really my interest, healing from doing it yourself rather than laying my hands on, but getting people to see that they can heal themselves, which is really what I enjoy for myself and what I enjoy sharing with anyone who wants to come and talk to me.
Yeah, and that is possibly the reason why, more than likely the reason why, you and I have connected. For anybody who doesn't know, I do have a multiple sclerosis and I have various other ails, whether it be arthritis and joint problems and things. And I've always found it interesting and believe that we can actually do a lot more for ourselves when it comes to healing, rather than hand it all over to somebody to solve our problems. And what I really liked and was connected with you was the fact that you were bringing along your medical knowledge, but then you were allowing me to continue using what only I have inside me, you know, the ability to heal myself and knowing what I need to do to heal myself. And it's been a nice collaboration, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be. And I really liked also the fact that you were looking out of the box. And yeah, the last thing that we were actually talking about, which is what we're going to talk more about, was the olive tree.
Yeah.
Now, I really would love for you to tell us more about this, because it was, you were talking to me last week, mm-hmm. and as we started talking and you mentioned this olive tree, I was silent because my mind was going with all the things that you were saying and it started to make a lot more sense. But I'll leave you to sort of say, to you know, let us know what this whole thing is about the olive tree.
Okay, so it's difficult to know where it started, but I'll try and make everything fit around this notion of what the olive tree does, which is cutting to the chase, which it, under any environment that it finds itself, somehow it managed to continue to thrive. And I'm guessing sometimes it takes longer to rise above certain challenges, but always, no matter how old it is, you see olive trees producing fruit. And again, I'm not an olive tree expert, but I'm sure at some point everything has its day. What that day is, I'm not quite sure. But I've always, whenever I go on holiday, I like to go places where I can just wander around, sometimes on my own, sometimes with the family. And having spent a good 15, 20 years going to Turkey, Greece, I've seen a lot of olive trees. Looking at these trees, no matter what they'd gone through, and you see all the kind of roots entangled and above ground, they're kind of going through brick walls, they're going over rocks. and they appear to kind of grow and thrive everywhere. So from this, looking at it, I saw various different things. Didn't matter what shape it was. Some of them that were crooked based on the terrain they were growing in. Some of them obviously had roots cut away or damaged. But again, as I said, they've all still produced fruit. So I was thinking about this and the similarity between us and them. And so what I was came to summarize the olive tree with is that in spite of all any deprivation that it may experience, any trauma it may experience, and just the kind of challenges of age, it still thrives. Its resilience rises above every challenge it faces. And I think we can see that in ourselves. The things that all humans, we all face, is the challenges of time, and all that that can bring, positive and negative. Most people emphasize the negative, but there's a lot of positive about that, and so too with the tree. The challenges of trauma, we all experience it, whether it's a mental trauma, emotional trauma, physical trauma. Obviously, that was the most obvious thing for me to look at initially. All through my life and all through my career, I kind of pushed the other things to one side or out of my mind. And then the challenge, the deprivation. They're all obviously interlinked, but you know, deprivation might be deprivation of nourishment. Nourishment could mean many things, whether it's the obvious nutrition, hydration, whereas nourishment from sleep, whereas nourishment from love, nourishment from physical movement, from breathing. All these things give us nourishment, and if we're deprived of them, then we face challenges. So I could see this in the olive tree. The trauma is kind of obvious, just living in the elements, and a lot of these places that I discovered in Turkey, they're quite well protected. So even to the point where they won't chop through a root so they can build a wall, they'll actually build, they actually cut out a section of brick so the roots can continue to grow. When they do have to clear them, they lift them up and they move them as one piece to another place. So, but nevertheless, you can still see when it's experienced trauma, and obviously living in such arid conditions, it goes through periods of time of deprivation of water and nourishment. Although we know more about that, it's another conversation we started to have a couple of weeks ago, just about the amazing, the more I learn, I don't know much about trees, but what I understand about trees is they do have a community, so they can nourish one another. They will try their hardest to produce fruit, but then sometimes they know to withhold and not put any energy into producing fruit. They'll take a year off, a season off, just so they can reserve their energies for another time. They've got a great intelligence. And the nice thing about them, because they live to such an old age, if we allow them to, then everything seems to move more slowly. So to me, who's not a quick thinker, I enjoy to think slowly. The more I looked at olive trees, the more I could see the similarities to us as humans, so, and the things that we could learn.
I was just really fascinated by the whole thing with the olive tree, and it's so true. When I looked at what I have been through with my health, we were talking about scars, well, and I stopped looking at these things as, you know, scars I didn't want to show anybody, or scars that I was ashamed of or embarrassed about. I started looking at those scars as the places where the roots, I've come back stronger and the roots are stronger, you know, and I've developed more as a result of those scars. That whole thing about life experiences and how much stronger they can make us, yes, you know, even at a time when you have the trauma and the damage, like an olive tree.
Yeah, because I can understand a lot of people say, oh, he said, you know, just trust time. So when you have something, oh, it'll be all right in good time, but you can't just wait for time to heal you. Then when you look at every aspect, well, over time I've been deprived of this nourishment. So whilst you have patience, you're not standing idly by passively. This is the people I think kind of get misunderstand, I think, about when other people talk about time and patience.
So in the case of talking about time, would I be right to say that it's important to give ourselves time, as well as in that time to basically start generating a better place about what you want? I mean, One of the things that, again, people won't know about me here is that for probably about 4 years, I had an AIS instructor. And one of the things, you know this, John, one of the things that he felt was really important was that we had an element of doing some work ourselves. It was okay to have a massage, but at the same time, it was important for us to say in terms of, I want to lift my own leg, so this is what I'm going to do to lift my leg or raise my arm, rather than somebody doing it for you. Yes. Because it was all about the sort of the neural, building the pathway.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the healing, and that's where you get the response. And I suppose, in a way, what we've been talking about when it comes to time, and what you're trying to say is that, yes, time is important. You've got to give yourself time to build back your strength, to build a better place, a better energy. Yeah. But at the same time, you do need to have that element that says, this is what I need to do.
So you kind of use that time wisely.
Yeah.
You know, giving my body time to heal. I'm not going to sit by, because I can actually strengthen my roots. I was kind of thinking before about, one of the, getting back to that analogy with the kind of olive tree or any tree, but as I said I've got an olive tree on my phone and I just reflect back to it all the time on my screensaver, but it's all trees really, and it's all living things. But to come back to the olive tree, we often get caught up in the fruit, the bearing of the fruit, or the performance, or I must perform in this way, and we neglect our roots, because it all comes down to the foundations, like you said, the little things that you can do in the meantime that you can kind of strengthen, which will allow you to kind of flourish, allow you to thrive. So,
we forget our roots because you can't see them. This is the thing, is, when you can't see them, it's easy to forget that they're actually holding everything up. You forget the importance of where they are and what they're doing. So, yeah.
Maybe that's interesting as well, that when the bigger the, I was thinking before we started speaking, that sometimes perhaps it's the kind of the more painful experience you have, the more laid bare your roots are, so to speak, the more you kind of, the more you have to look at the basics, because you appreciate the basics.
That's why when you started talking about it before, I remember thinking, this would be a really interesting conversation, and a good chat to have.
That's nice. Yeah, loud.
Yeah, definitely. I've really loved it. I've really loved it. And I hope that we can do this again.
We can
talk about other things that are going on. I'm really happy, and I'm looking forward to resume our sessions as well, because to end on what we've been talking about, one thing that I have really enjoyed is not just having the skills and the professional side of things that you have cultivated for over 20 years, but like you said, that extra thing that you have, where we've been doing a lot of meditation, Qigong, sort of stretch work. There's so many other things that make up what you do, and I've really appreciated it and feel that it's really important to have those things, and also not just having them, but being able to put one of them to one side, because maybe this week or this session we don't want to use it, or it's not going to work, and picking up something else and using that a bit more.
Yes.
Which I feel has been really helpful, because of course, as you know, there are some days when you see me and I'm not really in the mood to do that, but I really want to do more of that,
Yeah.
And these are all the things that create that strength building, energy finding, positive feeling, because on no occasion am I feeling that I'm failing anything. You know what I mean? I feel that I'm still able to. And yes, that's really important, and that I really appreciate us having that connection and relationship, is that whatever it is that I'm doing to move forward, I'm moving forward and I'm doing what I can to move forward, as opposed to this real, I must do it this way, and it has to happen that way. And of course, we know that that doesn't end well anyway.
It's less fruitful.
Yeah, it is. You know.
Yeah. And to counter that, you know, that's what I appreciate about working with you as well. It's that the chance to work in that way with you and explore these things together. It's what I enjoy. Sure. So it's nice to work with people who that's what they want from themselves. So.
Sure. Sure. And therein lies the root of it all, which is that you don't rely on one person to bring it all to you. You meet in the middle, think about stuff together. So I'm looking forward to our next session. I'll see you soon, and look after yourself and the family.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for your time. Thank you.